off the ball breakfast.
Well, you say doing double training sessions. I'd say he's being forced to do double training sessions, and he's there as a shell of a person.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, Australian rugby returns to crisis mode as Joe Schmidt confirms he's getting out of Dodge after the Lions tour. Munster have a new centre. Romain Entimac apologises after learning of his ban. And all of the team news from Saturday's pair of Six Nations fixtures. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Australian rugby has been plunged into crisis once more with the news that Joe Schmidt is to leave his role as Wallabies head coach later this year. The former Ireland and Leinster head coach signed a deal with Rugby Australia in January of 2024, and negotiations to possibly extend his contract have been ongoing in recent months. Under his stewardship, Australia have won 6 of their 13 fixtures in 2024. However, 3 of those came during the summer against Wales and Georgia. There was a mixed rugby championship with a win away to Argentina to their name, as well as creditable performances in losing efforts against the All Blacks and the Springboks. In the autumn, they came from behind to beat England at Twickenham and followed that with a third win of the year against Wales, but Schmidt's squad ended 2024 with back-to-back defeats to Scotland and Ireland. Before he departs, Schmidt, of course, will oversee the Wallabies' 3-test series with the Lions in July and August. His final test in charge will be Australia's final rugby championship fixture. That's against the All Blacks in Perth in early October. Schmidt's reign followed the disastrous 9-match tenure of Eddie Jones, and his departure means the Wallabies will now have a fourth coach in as many years. The Kiwi mentioned family commitments in a statement confirming his decision to quit, with Schmidt's son Luke, of course, dealing with severe epilepsy back in New Zealand. Dan McKellar and Stephen Larkham are among the names connected with the big job, but the Roar's Christy Doran told this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast that another familiar name is the favourite. That full conversation with Christy Doran can be heard elsewhere in the rugby feed, and you can listen to it and everything else by becoming an Off the Ball member now. Munster have confirmed the mooted signing of Dan Kelly from Leicester. The one-cap former England centre has agreed a 2-year contract at Munster after his contract was not renewed at the Premiership club. The 23-year-old has been heavily involved for Leicester this season, starting in 8 of his 10 appearances, but only one of those came in the Investec Champions Cup, and that was against Toulouse. Rochdale-born Kelly was part of the Ireland under-20 squad that claimed a triple crown in 2020 before COVID brought an early close to that tournament. The following year, he was swiftly capped by England in a test with Canada, but hasn't been involved since, despite initial inclusion in the 2023 Six Nations squad. Kelly qualifies for Ireland through his grandparents, and he would be eligible to return to the Irish fold next season, unless there is a sudden and rather unlikely England recall. He's Munster's third new signing ahead of the next season, following confirmation of front row reinforcements from Leinster in the form of Michael Milne and Lee Barron.
I'll just read you a few of those wonderful quotes. This is in November 2022. Apologies to all my Welsh friends. I was busy yesterday. I just wanted to check that you were all okay. Please stay positive. I think you've got Portugal next week, so that could lead you to returning to winning ways. To which I get back, shush, or I'll tell Drico to bang the head off you again. It gets much worse and far more irrelevant. I like the look of this England team. I hope the forwards can perform. Looking forward to watch Lawrence. Hope he has a big game and gets a run. Mind yourself, you prick. Drico put you in a box once. Next one, also one of my favourites. Didn't Wales do well? Hey, Austin, you're a dickhead. No wonder Drico beat the shite out of you. My personal favourite. To the person who left a dog poo bag full of poo on the gate of my house that my daughters used to come home from school through, do it again, but the next time, pray that I'm not watching. Really? This from a fella that got bitch slapped by Drico?
Entimac has apologised after receiving a 3-week ban for his challenge on Wales fullback Ben Thomas during last week's game in Saint Denis. The Toulouse player was given a 20-minute red card and faced a disciplinary panel yesterday regarding the incident. Entimac was initially given a 6-week ban by the panel, which included former Irish referee Donald Courtney. The suspension was halved based on his previous disciplinary form, and he'll have another week chopped off the end if he completes tackling skill. All that being said, Entimac has been ruled out of Saturday's fixture with England at Twickenham, and planned to lose his top Catorce game away to Clermont a week from Sunday, so he will be available and free to play away to Italy on February 23rd. But for Twickenham, Matthew Jalibert has been handed the number 10 shirt for Saturday's crunch with England, marking his first appearance since flouncing out of the France camp back in November. As flagged on yesterday's Rugby Daily, Damien Penaud recovers from a foot injury to take the place of Théo Atasogbe on the France right wing. Fabien Galthié's replacements are unchanged, with the head coach again going with a 6-2 split. Another change revealed yesterday sees Marcus Smith revert to fullback for England, a position he hasn't played in for them since the World Cup. Only one of his Harlequins appearances this season has come at fullback, while Finn Smith has been given a first England start at out half. Ben Curry drops to the bench, with Ben Earl shifting to open side flanker, as Tom Willis also makes a first start for England at number 8. Jamie George has recovered from injury to take the place of Theo Dan on the replacements bench, and the vacancy left by Finn Smith's promotion is filled by Elliot Daly. So England will start with Marcus Smith at full-back. On the wings for them, Tommy Freeman and Ollie Slatehome. Ollie Lawrence and Henry Slade are in the centre. Finn Smith and Alex Mitchell are this week's halfback pairing. They have a front row of Ellis Genge, Luke Cowan-Dickie and Will Stewart. Captain Maro Itoje again packs down alongside George Martin in the second row. Tom Curry starts at blindside flanker. Ben Earl is at openside and Jack Willis starts at number 8. On the bench for England will be Jamie George, Finn Baxter, Joe Hayes, Ollie Chesham, Chandler Cunningham-South and Ben Curry covering the forwards. Harry Randall and Elliot Daly cover the backs. For France, they will continue with Thomas Ramos at fullback. Damien Penaud and Louis Biel-Biery are on the wings. In the centre for them, Pierre-Louis Barassi and Yoram Moefana. Matthew Jalibert and captain Antoine Dupont are their halfbacks this week. Jean-Baptiste Gros, Pieto Movaca and Owini Antonio are an unchanged front row. Behind them are Alexandre Rumat and Emmanuel Miafu. Blindside flanker is Francois Crow, openside is Paul Boudon, and Gregory Aldrete will start at number 8. Hooker cover for them is Julien Marchand, covering the props Cyril Bailly and Georges-Henri Colomb. The forwards covered by Hugo Aradou, Michael Guillard and Oscar Jégu, and covering the backs will be Nolan Le Garec and Emilien Gaëtan. Talupe Faletau is to make his first Wales appearance since the World Cup in Saturday's Six Nations fixture away to Italy. The Cardiff number 8's return means Aaron Wainwright drops to the bench and Tommy Reffel misses out entirely. Warren Gatland's other change from the thrashing at the Stade de France sees the injured Owen Watkin replaced by Eddie James at inside centre. For the Itsuri, Dino Lamb starts in the second row, meaning Niccolò Cannone drops to the bench. The only other switch to their match day 23 sees Zebre winger Jacopo Trullo named on the bench ahead of clubmate Simone Gessi. So Italy will continue with Tommaso Allan at full-back, Ange Capuazzo and Monte Ione are their wingers. Ignacio Brex and Tommaso Menoncello are their successful centre partnership. Martin Pajarello and Paolo Garbisi are in the halfbacks. They have a front row of Danilo Fischetti, Giacomo Nicotera and Simone Ferrari. Second row then is Niccolò Cannone and Federico Ruzza. Sebastian Negri starts at blindside flanker. Captain Michele Lamoro is named on the open and Lorenzo Cannone is at number 8. For Wales, Liam Williams is at full-back. Tom Rogers and Josh Adams are their wingers. In the centre then, it's Nick Tompkins and Eddie James. Ben Thomas starts a fly half again. Thomas Williams is at scrum half. They have a front row of Gareth Williams, Evan Lloyd and Henry Thomas. Will Rowlands and Daffy Jenkins are in the second row. James Botham continues at blindside flanker. Captain once again is Jack Morgan at openside, and Talupe Faletau returns at number 8. Back to England, and whomever is in charge come the autumn internationals will once again be able to call upon Henry Arundel for the first time since the World Cup. The 22-year-old will join Bath from Racing 92 in the summer. The former London Irishman has scored 13 tries in 31 appearances during his time in France and joins a stacked number of incomings at Johan van Graan's side next season following the confirmed arrivals of Santiago Carreras from Gloucester, Bulls scrum half Bernard van der Linde and Exeter hooker Dan Frost. Arundel's signed a 3-year contract at Bath. Meanwhile, Edinburgh flanker Jamie Ritchie is heading to the south of France. The 28-year-old has signed a 2-year contract at Perpignan. Ritchie's signing follows confirmation this week that USAP head coach Frank Azema will be extending a stay there until 2028. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
That is the one beautiful thing about living in France, just the habitual nature of just, let's call it the boulangerie for bread. It sounds simple, but you're living the high life, aren't you?
It's good now, because it's just, you know, when you get that kind of salivating feeling in your mouth at this hour of the morning, when you know that the mixed grill is coming back that night, so you have the French bread, you superset that with the sausages and the bacon, the black and white pudding and the eggs from, it was Cork Airport this time, actually. If you can get the full Irish with the French bread, it's a winner.